Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So years ago, life expectancy was, what, 40, 50 years old? And people were kind of confused by that because they're like, when we were watching the Gone with the Wind awards during, during the Oscars in 1937, and you saw Civil War vets who obviously were in their 80s, that were there and above. What do they mean? People were only living 40, 50 years. Well, life expectancy is an average of the average amount of years. So you can have people that live well into their 80s and 90s, but if you had a lot of childhood deaths, that would bring the numbers down. So with polio, with infectious disease, smallpox, things like that, there were lots of diseases that unfortunately killed kids. So when you look at the average age of people dying, including kids, etc., it kind of then came to 40, 50, even though people could live over 40 and 50. Although back then, if you were my age, they'd be like, boy, all right, how much longer are you going to be on this earth? Well, we improved. And in the early to mid-2000s, I said, guys, we're going to easily be at life expectancy in the 80s, where men and women can easily live well into their 80s. We've done amazingly huge advancements in terms of preventing childhood death and helping kids survive a lot of maladies that could unfortunately take them, vaccinations, things like that. And so, we're doing better. Well, unfortunately, life expectancy is declining. And it has been declining now, especially since the pandemic, but even before the pandemic. And research is saying that it's, this is pretty significant, that the issue of declining life expectancy is more extensive and longstanding than previously believed. Now, some of you will say, so who cares? Whether we live till 80, whether we live till 77, I think the big picture is, and I've been saying this for a while, I don't think we're doing survival of the fittest. I don't think humans are evolving better. And when you have life expectancy dropping, despite cancer medications, despite all the treatments we have, despite seatbelts, despite safety, we have life expectancy dropping. We humans are in trouble. And that is what I think the story is. Now, people say, well, the life expectancy is dropping because of opioid deaths. And we are. We're having, 70,000 opioid deaths a year? All right. That's only 70,000. What else is going on? They're not including abortions in that. No, because that's they only take the number once a child is born. And abortion numbers have been kind of, over the past 30 years, plus or minus a million, anywhere between 700,000 to 1.2 million. So what is happening recently that is making life expectancy fall? Well, COVID is a part of it. And or COVID-related deaths. But I think we're doing some things that are causing people to die before they need to. Is it that we're making our cars super fast? is it that we're so homebound that we're having more carbon monoxide poisonings? Is it that we have so many more drugs? Is it that we are so social media obsessed that we're falling off mountains trying to take selfies? Is it that we're traveling more? Is it that we're doing more high-risk behavior? Is it that we aren't building the hospital infrastructure for the amount of population that we have? Are people dying in the hospital now more because the hospital is overwhelmed as opposed to when there were plenty of staff and, you know, not much to do that night, so the staff could be there at your bedside more? Are we dying off because we're focusing on the wrong things? That's a concern. And here we are as the human race. We're supposed to be doing better. I'm not saying I want to live, you know, 150 years old. You know, my knees and joints can barely handle where I'm at right now. But the fact that we're reversing and suicides are up, people are committing suicide more. Why is that? It's because they're in pain. We're not providing pain relief. Many doctors and medical platforms are like, I don't go there. I could lose my license. They have, if I don't follow any of the 100 steps. And so are people like, look, I'm in pain and I'm done. What is going on here? And if we don't figure out how to fix this, it's going to worsen. If we in 2023, with treatment for hepatitis, treatment for cancers, some of the best neonatal intensive care units in the world, prenatal health, money, gobs and gobs of money we are spending to feed our kids and individuals who can't work or aren't working. We have the most reforms, the most interventions we've ever had, and we are losing numbers, and we are minimizing our life expectancy. We better figure out what the hell it is we're doing wrong. And we need to fix it. Because I don't see us lasting much millennia longer if this is where we are. It's frustrating. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now.
now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, people are asking, is marijuana going to be decriminalized from the federal level? And I know that they are making some headway, and I'm mixed on that. Even though I voted to legalize it in my neck of the woods because I wanted the police free from having to deal with, you know, small marijuana possession crimes when they got so much bigger fish to fry, and I wanted there to be an ability to study it. because I think that there are some medicinal applications. I didn't want the BS that's happening with it right now where kids are having access to it. Apparently, a lot of these dispensaries that are really supposed to be screening to make sure you're 21, we're finding our slack on that, and kids are getting a hold of this. So I am kind of concerned because we are seeing an uptick in medical issues related to it. But we have 22 state attorney generals calling on Congress to pass a marijuana bill. It's heading to the Senate floor. And the letter was sent to congressional leaders yesterday and saying there's a strong interest in enabling economic growth and stability while simultaneously protecting the physical and economic well-being of constituents working in this industry. So the majority of states have legalized cannabis in some form, whether it's medicinal or recreational, and that has turned into thousands of jobs and billions of dollars in profit. Now, it might not be as exciting as that sounds. We're hearing many individuals who use cannabis are like, that it's expensive pot. I like the prices before the government got involved and before the government taxed it. You know, you could get a dupe for a dollar. Now you can't. And I don't know much about how much it costs. I never bought marijuana. But my patients that are telling me they use cannabis for their neuropathy, some are saying they're spending $500-$600 a month. Okay, that's kind of a lot. Not to mention the driving and what we're seeing in terms of, what we're seeing in terms of, car accidents and workplace injuries. It's mind-boggling, and I do wonder how much of that marijuana is contributing. So I'm mixed. I want us to be able to study it, and if the feds release some of the restrictions based on the Controlled Substance DEA acts, it could maybe allow there to be more studies done on it in terms of diabetes, insulin resistance, seizures, pain control. But we are seeing an uptick in psychosis, an uptick in depression, an uptick in accidents, an uptick in vomiting, and we're concerned that maybe there are multiple medical issues that might not have been studied that actually are incriminating marijuana as the culprit. So according to the attorney generals, they say the current federal laws represent a risk of criminal and civil liability to banks providing services to state-licensed cannabis dispensaries and related businesses. They say this risk has significantly inhibited the ability of financial institutions to provide services to regulated cannabis operators and leaves those businesses struggling to find financing. They say further, where the public perceives that regulated businesses can only conduct business in cash, employees and customers are at greater risk of violent crime in pursuit of that cash. You can't apparently buy cannabis on a credit card, because if credit cards companies are across state lines and governed by federal laws and cannabis is federally illegal, then you could only work by cash. And so they say there are several jurisdictions that have seen a spike in robberies of cannabis businesses, some which have resulted in deaths. They say steady access to regulated banking is essential to the economic success of these businesses and physical safety. They say existing federal policy additionally complicates state tax collection and oversight of the marijuana industry. The top state law enforcement official said the Secure and Fair Enforcement Regulation Banking Act that passed the Senate Banking Committee on Wednesday now heads to the floor that would ensure that state governments do not forfeit hundreds of millions of dollars of tax revenue that the cannabis industry generates. Yeah, I'm really mixed on all this. I am, obviously these people are seeing profit. And I got very, very nervous when I heard this was during the Great Recession. And by the way, the Great Recession did not end in 2009. Okay, according to my calculations, it went well into 2015. And there were some bad, bad times. But Colorado got out of it quicker. And part of that was credited to their open cannabis policy and legalization. And so once I hear that states and government are set to make money, then, logic might be thrown out the window, and any sort of discussions on, all right, can we kind of walk through this? What do we do with health issues? Do we, how are we checking for impaired drivers, what's happening at the school level. Well, in Las Vegas, once it was legalized, even though they tried to slow it down in terms of how you could get it and the stores and the permits, and only certain people got permits, and these were people very well connected that got permits, it was like wildfire in the schools. We saw kids drop out of school. We saw kids struggle. A lot of childhood depression. Maybe it was because of the lockdowns, or maybe it was because a lot of them had access to marijuana. And so I think we kind of need to slow our roll. Also, the more people want to get some green and get their cut, the higher the cannabis is going to cost, and it's going to fuel a more illegal drug market. So we need to kind of, like I said, slow our roll. You know, legalizing it is one thing, but legalizing it so everybody can make money, and then everybody could buy their cannabis by credit cards, which, by the way, stolen credit cards, I mean, that's a real pain. I can't tell you how many times we've had people steal our wallet, use our credit card. I don't think the credit card companies are going to be really excited about that. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. This letter was led by Maryland Attorney General Anthony G. Brown of D.C. There were multiple attorney generals, both Republican and Democrat, signed from Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Arizona, Massachusetts, California, Maine, Colorado, Michigan, Connecticut, New Jersey, New Mexico, Washington State, Nevada, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Vermont. So, yeah, I don't know how you all feel about it, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But slowly, you know, legalizing marijuana, we have legalized alcohol, which I support. I did not like the idea of what happened with prohibition. I understand prohibition was fueled by a lot of things, and it didn't end crime, it worsened crime. And, you know, we have things in place with alcohol. You have breathalyzer tests. You get fired if you come to work drunk. Right? You get kicked out of school, or you go to the principal's office if you're drinking. I mean, we've had to learn how to, even though we're surrounded by alcohol, moderate it. Do people die of alcohol? Absolutely. Do people succumb to its addictiveness? They do. And, yes, that could happen with marijuana. But people are doing things differently with marijuana. With marijuana, we're still struggling with how to tell if somebody's impaired, because you can have marijuana in your system up to a month. We're still struggling on how to keep it away from kids. We're still struggling with what medical consequences there are from that. You know, once somebody hears, you know, you could use, there's medically related cannabis, or you could use cannabis for medical related things, people go, oh, well, then if I use it, it's going to make me healthy. No, some people are getting very, very sick off of marijuana. I've had people who just can't stop vomiting, and then they keep using marijuana to stop the vomiting, and they just can't stop. And I like, you got to, the only way to cure it is to not be using marijuana. But we don't know how to limit and regulate, and we don't know how to manage it. We still don't have the infrastructure for that. So I think we need to move slowly. And thinking that it's completely safe, it's not completely safe. All right? We are going to have to use the same sort of caution that we do with alcohol. And we have a lot of strict rules with alcohol. We're going to have these strict rules, and we're going to have to also implement them and stick to them. From what I'm understanding, people aren't. And we see kids very easily getting pot. Another thing that's happening is many people are saying they need their marijuana based on the Americans with Disabilities Act. So they're going to work, you know, stoned, high, but they say they have to do that for their medical condition. Well, you know, then that poses problems for employers. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Airlines. guys have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. The convicted murderer who escaped prison and led authorities on a two-week manhunt set to appear in a Pennsylvania court this morning. Danilo Cavalcanti has a preliminary hearing on his escape charge. Cavalcanti broke out of Chester County Prison by climbing up a wall on August 31st. President Biden standing in solidarity with the UAW members on the picket line in Michigan yesterday. Gilgo Beach killing suspect Rex Heuermann set to appear in a New York court today for a hearing in his case where he has pled not guilty to murder in the deaths of three women more than a decade ago. 17 states, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, have partnered with the FTC in an antitrust case against Amazon. Essentially, it asserts that Amazon hampers fair competition. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so we've kind of been saying this for a while. We've had an antibiotic shortage that has not improved. Even though we went through the spring, we went through the summer, we're still in short supply with amoxicillin, we're still in short supply with certain antibiotic eye drops, and there's other medications that we usually need for cough, cold, flu, pneumonia, ear infection, strep season, and we haven't even started to get deep into that season, and we still have short supply. And I urge you guys to keep checking the FDA drug shortage database. Not that is up to the minute, accurate minute to minute, because some pharmacies still have plenty of supply, some don't. But I'm concerned because we're at the end of September. And once November, December, January hits, if we're already having drug shortages that we haven't been able to rectify, we're going to be in trouble. Well, and I told you one thing that I think has caused that. It was, you know, we had supply shortage issues, we had supply chain issues, we had labor shortages. And so I think for some industries, they really never seem to catch up. And so we've had drug shortages since the pandemic, and I think as they are trying to keep up, that's all they're doing is keeping up. So they haven't been able to not only keep up and then some. Another issue we have is we have more of a population. And as we have more population, and we have also population unaccounted for that's coming into the country, that companies and people and pharmacies that are trying to stock might not be taken into account. They're saying more people are using drugs, just like our ADHD medications, than have been anticipated. And so, again, we might not have enough stocked. We might not have manufacturers that are keeping up. You also have issues where some of these companies, we're not really getting a lot of transparency as to why now they're having trouble keeping up. Is it that some of these places have closed? We know one generic pharmaceutical giant had to stop operations because they didn't have a quality assurance team or they didn't have staff that could double check quality assurance. So they had to recall medicines and had to stop making medications because if you don't have the staff to make sure the medications are being done right. So there's a lot of things complicating this. But of course, a big, big factor is, of course, telemedicine. You know, I keep getting these patients who say, I'm not better. I still have my sore throat. I look and see what the previous doctor did. They gave them antibiotics when it really didn't even look like strep. The person had a virus. So, of course, you're not feeling better. Now, you didn't have a bacteria. You had a virus or you had COVID or you had something else. But the problem is people are asking for medications, and some of them are getting very mean if they don't get the antibiotics, and they're asking for specific ones. So when you have a parent call up, say, my kid has an ear infection, some of these telemedicine companies are just giving them the amoxicillin without being able to look at the ear. And I get telemedicine is helping a lot of individuals who can't get to a doctor. It's helping them save money. It's helping them have access. It's helping them minimize, you know, being out there and you know, possibly being carjacked and you know, dealing in crime-ridden neighborhoods. I think the fact that we have telemedicine is a huge, huge gift. But unfortunately, I think it is fueling to a lot of the drug shortages because many people are getting medications they don't need. And I told you, I'm really nervous about what's going to happen with Tamiflu. I'm having tons of people call in saying they have the flu. And I ask them what their symptoms are. They go, well, it started with a sore throat. Then a couple days later, I got the runny nose. Then I got the cough. Don't know fever, but I feel achy, so it's the flu. And I go, well, it could be COVID. No, 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 the at-home COVID test said I was negative. Well, maybe it's still COVID, because these at-home tests don't always work. And or maybe you have another infection. You know, is it really flu? And so people are getting Tamiflu in droves right now, and we have a peak flu season is November, December, January. Well, flu season starts primarily in November. We are seeing some cases. Some states have already had flu death. So, yeah, flu is coming. But in terms of the degree of what we have a lot more COVID than flu right now, yet we're writing a lot more Tamiflu. So what does that mean for you? You know, we've explained and we've talked about time and time again why we're in this position. Well, you know, understand that you might not get the medicine of your choice. If there is a short supply of medications, right, and you get sick, then you might have to be willing to accept another medication. Make sure you know your drug allergies. Make sure you inform the medical provider so you don't get switched to Bactrim or something that you could be allergic to, if you're allergic to that. Do not ask for an antibiotic if you don't need it. And I know that's hard because a lot of people want to stock up. And I think that's what a lot of people are doing. I think they're calling telemedicine. They're finding a script. They're telling the doctor whatever it is so they can get the antibiotics so they have it at the house. And I get the panic. I understand that. You know, being a parent, it was really nice having leftover eye drops when your kid had pink eye in the middle of the night. You know, I get that. It's nice to still have something at the house. But unfortunately, we still have drug shortages. Another thing that's frustrating us as doctors is COVID causes ear pain. COVID causes sinus infections. So people think they have a bacterial sinus infection, or they think they have a bacterial ear infection, when COVID is notorious for causing sinus infections, viral sinus infections, ear pain, headache. And so when they say, oh yeah, you know, my nasal discharge is yellow-green, that doesn't necessarily mean bacterial. It just means you are fighting an infection. You know, viruses also can make green discharge. Clear nasal discharge is more allergies. But once you change color, that means you have an infectious component. Doesn't always mean it's bacterial. So, one, try to be healthy if you can. I mean, if you can avoid getting the flu, if the flu shot works for you, great. If it doesn't work for you, no sweat. You know, talk to your medical provider about what you need to do to protect yourself. But if you want the vaccine, not forced, they're mandated, but if you want it, we have vaccines. Think about getting them. All right? I think one in four people are planning to get the COVID vaccine. If you think that's going to help you, great, get it. If not, again, personal choice. Make sure you're eating better. Make sure you're sleeping better. Make sure you change out your air filters. Clean your house. If you don't clean your house and you got dusty floors, clean that up. You know, you having allergies could unfortunately make you sick. If you have friends and family who are sick, don't hang out with them if you don't have to. All right? You know, try to, if you do go somewhere, make sure you're ventilated. But, you know, keep in mind that the reason why we have these sorts of seasons and these things happen is it's a way for our body to get primed. Unfortunately, for sometimes these bacteria and pathogens or our body's defense system can consume us. Just like with COVID. It's not the COVID virus that kills you. It's the way your body may respond to it. So you might respond to it with a cytokine storm, where you fill up with fluid and inflammatory agents that interfere with your breathing. It might affect your heart, and then you end up having heart disease, myocarditis, heart attack. It may consume a lobe of your lung. You have pneumonia. So, you know, we do our best to fight the pathogen, but a lot of our survival is based on our immunity and our health. So take care of yourself. If you don't sleep well, start sleeping well. If you don't exercise, exercise. If you don't get fresh air, get fresh air. You know, I'm wondering if like a 10-minute dose of sunlight and vitamin D is going to help increase a lot of people's immunity. We got to be careful of skin cancer. I get that because I'm prone. But maybe we need to start prescribing getting out and getting some sun. Of course, trying to block, you know, and protect your skin if you can. So, this amoxicillin shortage shouldn't cause panic, but I think it reminds us that whoever are the powers that be that are supposed to make sure we have plenty of what we need, the government can't make pharmaceutical companies or China or India or Mexico generic companies make more drugs. Okay? If we are limited and we haven't even hit the heavy season, it shows that we're not that prepared. So keep that in mind. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a non-pet owner asked why I had so many pets. And it's okay. I don't judge. You know, me, once you adopt a pet, it's really easy to adopt others. You know, I have cats and dogs, but our little farm is kind of diminishing a little bit. You know, we had five cats, Because when somebody says, look, I have a cat I need you to adopt, can you take them? You know, yeah, we do. And then one cat was, I think, 16, 17, passed. And we have another cat who's 17. Not sure how much longer we're going to have him. Some cats can live till 25. Some might not live over 15 years old. So between 15 and 25, sometimes they go to the farm. This one, our 17-year-old cat, 2 years ago, a vet wanted to put him down that night. They said, oh, he's got liver failure or cancer. And I go, nah, he just kind of looks like that. She's like, we need to put him down. I go, I just brought him in for a checkup. Can I? It was a new vet. I go, can I take him home to say goodbye to the kids? And then I'll bring him back for you to put him down. So the cat shakes in the car. We had two cats before Shake and Bake. And Bake passed years ago with that, remember the cat food and dog food that caused renal failure? So we lost one of our animals when that happened. So here's Shake driving back in the car looking at me going, don't take me back there. And I go, well, she wants you to go to the farm. He's like, I don't want to go. I'm like, okay, well, you know, as long as you're feeling fine, but, you know, if you need to go to the farm, you need to go to the farm. And here we are 2 years later, almost 2.5 years later. He's fine. So, you know, these cats, you know, there's a will, there's a way. But we have three cats now. We have one dog. And somebody asked me, you know, why you always have a dog. Why? What do you use the dog for? My dog is kind of useless. I mean, she's a little Bichon. Not really what you would say is a guard dog. But I got to tell you, I love having a dog. Because whenever there's noise outside or if there's somebody that's coming into the backyard or something, she barks. She hears it. She's all over it. So whenever my husband's out of town, I feel safe. Because if somebody's in the house, the cats will scatter. So I know something's wrong. That gives me time to get my gun if I have to. And if there's somebody around the house or near the house, the dog barks. And so I think it does provide safety. Also, I love companionship. You know, it's really, really nice that, you know, every night in the middle of the night, you know, the animals trip me and I fall on my face and they follow me to the bathroom. And I know I make fun of it, but you have, you know, groupies and your animals are groupies. You know, when I come home, you know, or I see the kids, if I haven't seen them for a while, they're like, oh, hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. And they don't seem excited to see me. But that dog, when I come home, ruff, 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 so happy to see me. It's kind of, I know, that's nice. So I like it, but I think it's a lot of work. So which breed? Somebody had asked, which breed do I recommend? Well, it depends on what you need the dog for. You know, I have to be very careful with which breed dog because we have cats. And so I didn't want to, you know, I don't know, adopt a pit bull because they're, you know, the dog has to be able to live with the cats. And I didn't want the cats being chased or, you know, attacked or anything like that. So we got the little Bichon, who's jealous sometimes of the cats and knows how to knock them over with her butt, but for the most part is really gentle. Well, apparently the American Kennel Club rates and surveys dogs. And they had found that the French Bulldog is now the most popular breed over the Labrador Retriever. Now, we had a Golden Lab. We loved the Golden Lab. The Golden Lab, just amazing with kids, doesn't really shed, just a ball of love. Not really a good guard dog. Like I said, he was asleep when somebody broke into our house. He was kind of useless there, so thank you. But, you know, that's okay. I wouldn't have wanted the dog shot anyway. But, you know, because that's what people do. Unfortunately, they shoot the dog. But so love labs, Labrador Retrievers love. But last year, the study came out saying it was Lab Retriever number one, French Bulldog, Golden Retriever number three, German Shepherd Dog number four, Poodle number five, then Bulldog, Beagle, Rottweiler, German Short-Haired Pointer, and Dachshund came in the top 10. Now it's changed. The French Bulldog is now number one. Then the Labrador Retriever, Golden Retriever, German Shepherd Dog, Poodle, Bulldog, Rottweiler, Beagle, Dachshund, and German Short-Haired Pointer. But interesting how, you know, kind of, you know, what I guess people like. Whether it's they think they're good breeders, whether they're good companions, whether you feel protected with them. I am a little nervous with some of the Rottweilers and the pit bulls because of you know, what you hear in terms of neighborhoods, some of them will attack neighbors. And you know, it's interesting. People say, well, my dog won't do that. My dog won't do that. I trust my dog. You know, I have, I think, the most kind and amazing dog. But I got to tell you, when she sees another dog, she just goes crazy. Not to bite, but I can't control her. If the leash loosened up, she would just flee and just, you know, she won't listen to me, even though she listens to me all the time. And so I don't know if I could control. That's the only reason why I would never. It would be great to have a dog that's a guard dog that will protect my kids with their life. But I'm just not, I just don't think I would have the time to train them and be able to know that I could have that control. And unfortunately, we do have a lot of people. You have Amazon drivers, you have postmen, you have landscapers, people always back and forth across the neighborhood. We definitely wouldn't want to have an issue. But people always ask, you know, is it good to have an animal for kids? Is it bad? So from an allergy standpoint, they say it's fantastic. They say kids who enter a home that had a pet before them seem to be more resistant to allergies. And knock on wood, my sons, it was just like that. We had dogs before they came home, before I was, I gave birth to both of them. We adopted two dogs, one when I was pregnant with the first, one when I was pregnant with the second. It just happened that way. So when the kids came, they were already used to a house that had dogs. Now, luckily, the dogs were small. When you have a big dog, they could get very, very jealous of the baby. So you bring the baby in, and, you know, the dogs, even the small dogs are like, who the hell is this? And I go, well, this is Stone. You know, this is Brock. They're going to live here now. Why? When do they leave? You know, Stone was like crying and crying and crying. You know, and the dog's looking at me like, okay, this house guest is overstaying their stay. When is this, you know, kid leaving? Like, the kid is here to stay. And that was a big adjustment. You got to kind of explain to the pets that there's new people in the house. Oh, they hated when my mom came over. They were like, okay, who is this? I know. Cats liked her, but the dogs didn't. And then when the in-laws came, Lord have mercy. So you do have to be aware that if you do have a bigger dog, that dog might be jealous. And that dog might not want you to give attention to the baby. And we've heard of cases where animals will hide the babies. They'll grab the babies by the neck, try to shove them under the couch, shove them behind the couch. These animals are pretty smart. Unfortunately, that could kill the baby. So you got to be aware of that. Babies and kids, when you're not looking, might do stuff to the dog that the dog doesn't like. Kids love tails. Yeah, and so, you know, when I'm petting the dog, I know the dog, she doesn't mind, you know, if we groom her tail and things like that, but she really doesn't want her tail touched. She doesn't mind, you know, tickle tushy and things like that, but tails, they're very protective of their tail. And so when a kid starts pulling on the tail, that dog could bark. We have a cat who's really, really kind, wonderful cat, but she has a tickly spot, and when she gets sensitive, she bites. Not because she wants to attack, but she's ticklish. And sometimes you don't know that about the animal until they've been living with you. So make sure that anytime you do get an animal, make sure there's like a probationary period. Because sometimes you find out that it might not work and you want to make sure that animal can still get back to a good home. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.